And a big thank you to Daryl Arends for joining us from Arizona. And those of you out there in Connecticut and Massachusetts, make sure that you give a call to John Langevin, 413-593-3965, for the breakfast reservation. This will be your last opportunity, your last notice on that. Again, the phone number, 413-593-3965. God bless you. Be a blessing and consider becoming a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
Thank you very much, Sean.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Hopefully, they're going to be very shortly the views of Constance Cumby, and we're going to be talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement. And, of course, if Constance doesn't show up, why, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll just do an open lines program. But right now, we're in the process of hopefully getting Constance on the line. And certainly, we see this vast worldwide leaderless movement, and we're told that this is a spontaneous movement, a leaderless movement all across the world. In fact, now they even have meetings where they're training leaders for the leaderless movement, and somebody is providing facilitators, and certainly those facilitators are directing the teaching and study and training in these programs for the leaderless society. Somebody's people putting up a great deal of money for the lodging and food and for the various facilities necessary for these training movements and training sessions for this leaderless society. Well, if you're training leaders for the leaderless society, this movement, how could it be leaderless? But you know, it's been said, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it over again and convincingly enough, why, people will come to believe that there really is a vast leaderless movement out there with no leaders at all, spontaneous throughout the world. Good evening, Constance Cumby.
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And so I'm just so glad to have you with us tonight. And I want you to talk about this vast leaderless movement that's occurring spontaneously in countries all throughout the world, where the leaders have been very, very carefully chosen and picked and trained.
Well, according to some of their leaders, it's not really that leaderless. It's leaderful. Everybody's a leader. Everybody's working within the consensus process. I'm quoting Jessica Lipnick, who is the author of Networking and many other New Age books. She was as well known in the New Age movement, maybe better than Marilyn Ferguson. And she says that this thing is not leaderless, it's leaderful.
Call it what you will. Basically, I believe this is very carefully organized, and it is being directed. And I think most of the people, an awful lot of people, are certainly know there's a problem, and they've lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, they've lost hope, and they're looking for a means of expressing themselves. And so the the Occupy movement, this movement which claims to make up the 99% of our society, demonstrating against the 1% with all of the money, who is Wall Street, or, of course, exploiting the people. But they don't understand they're being manipulated by a very careful and diabolical program. So you pick up the story.
The dialectics have been carefully played out. And basically, this is the same movement I've been looking at for many years. It's made many tries, and this time they think they have the successful recipe to put this thing over, that there's no turning back, that we're a point in history, that it's not going to stop. And I'm just going to quote, years ago I quoted the anthropologist, the sociologist Luther Gerlach and Virginia Hines, and they said that the New Age movement was polycentric, that it had many, many centers, that it was a spin, S-P-I-N, segmented polycentric integrated network. And they are, the leaders of this movement are making the point again that that was absolutely true then and even truer now. She asked if this is Jennifer.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. This is a spin movement, ladies and gentlemen. A spin movement. Go right ahead, Constance.
She says that the movement is leaderful, that there are many leaders, not none. She said a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that if there's everyone's a leader, then no one.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
People who are in touch with the other dimension, and there are millions of them throughout the world, and they recently put together a massive movement at that time, and there were demonstrations all across our country. and Sydney. But the whole idea was that this was to bring about the one-world government. That was known 30 years ago as the third try for global governance. And now, of course, we're seeing that many of the same people and the same forces at work. It's the fourth try for global governance. 30 years ago, why the Vatican put forward a call for a new world financial order. Within the last week, we've seen exactly the same thing once again, the Vatican calling for a new world financial order. Basically, of course, you're seeing many of the same people doing exactly the same thing all over again, trying to create a world a wide movement that will usher in the new coming world Messiah. But of course, this is not the Messiah that the Jews or the Christians are waiting for. This is the new age Messiah. So it's like deja vu all over again, isn't it, Constance?
It's lots of the same people even, and the same propaganda. The difference is now is that they are much more interlinked and intercommunicating. They are walking around with cell phones, which they didn't have the benefit of back in those days. They're walking around with their twittering. They didn't have twittering back in the 1968, and yet they accomplished an awful lot in terms of putting this thing together. They didn't have Facebook to communicate with or the other forms of social media. And telephone costs were relatively very expensive then, and now they're relatively cheap. But they were swinging the world religions into faith. It wasn't just the Catholics, but the Vatican Commission on Peace and Social Justice was headed by one Joseph Gramellion back then, and they issued something that sounds just exactly like what came out the other day. In fact, I think things were quoted from it, and some of the same players were on board. One, Saul Leinowitz, is no longer here, but Maurice Strong, we all know about him. He's still active. We all know about Richard Falk. He's still active. And it was many of the same people, the same players, the same push, the push for a new world order, a new world religion, and acclimating people to receive a new age Messiah, because the leaders, the insiders on some of this were telling me, folks, don't think for 1 minute you can have a world government without having the head of that world government. And folks were being set up for it.
Well, the thing is, of course, that there are powerful other forces behind. So the thing is that there's always the communists, there's always the Marxists, there's always certainly the people of great wealth, the great tax-exempt foundations. Here, of course, we have Acorn certainly involved in this, and certainly many of the social revolutionary groups that exist today. Some of these, most of these, did not exist in those days. But I do believe the same forces of great wealth, the same forces of great power, the same spiritual forces that energized this movement in the 1960s is behind what's going on today. But of course, they appeal to a lot of good people, a lot of good people who see what's going on in the world, and they want to express their disdain for it. They want to suggest that they want to be free. They want to stop being exploited by the wealthy people on Wall Street. And I certainly understand what they're saying, but they really don't understand how the world fits together. They do not understand that many times it's these same wealthy people on Wall Street who are involved with the occult. This is what people don't understand. The wealthy people on Wall Street who are involved in the occult, who are actually putting up the funding and funding this so-called leaderless or leaderful society, whatever you want to call it. And basically, you're just creating a controlled opposition. How effective will it be? Going to be fascinating to see it play out. Go ahead, Constance.
There's another ominous parallel, and that it was in the 1960s. We know drugs played a big role. Marilyn Ferguson wrote in the Aquarian Conspiracy that one could not underestimate the role that drugs had played in the entire Aquarian Revolution, that it had given a whole generation sort of an altered state experience. And lately there have been big pushes by some of the big money promoting some of these things and getting these things launched, such as Adbusters. And George Soros has been funding huge efforts internationally to have drugs decriminalized. Now, His stated reasons that there's too many people in the criminal justice system, things like that. As an attorney, I can maybe sometimes even agree with. But I think what the purpose of this is to get folks into the altered state where their familiar boundaries are metamorphosed, as they put it. So they make the paradigm shift. They want to hasten people to make the paradigm shift that will basically make them see, believe that black is white, white is black, purple is green, and Jesus is not the Christ. Their Maitreya Buddha that they're still enthusiastically waiting for is the one, and folks are being prepared for something, and they're being prepared for it big. And what's the rush? The rush is they've made too many apocalyptic predictions that 2012 was the end of their Mayan calendar, that things had to happen by then. So they're in a big push for it, just as they were in a big push for 1982. And whether it's going to come off then or not, the times are in the Lord's hands, but there is this sense with the New Agers that they'd better push things or it's going to be forever too late and they're going to look like fools. So they're pushing things because of they're setting deadlines for themselves that by 2012 everything had to happen. So they're making it happen. And they're making it happen now.
And, of course, there's the Mayan calendar predictions. There's Nostradamus predictions. Certainly some of the old Jewish writings suggest that the year 2012 will be the time. But here the factor that most people do not recognize is this other spirituality that it's called the New Age movement. But it's nothing new about it at all. It's the ancient paganism simply dressed up in modern-day clothing, but behind this are the powerful spiritual forces that have energized the occult movement down through the millennium. And basically now, of course, this is the ancient pagan movement with cell phones, Twitter, and computers so that they can communicate and organize. Literally millions of people were in touch with the other spiritual dimension and actually have an altered ability to enter this other spiritual dimension. Go right ahead.
Well, they call it paradigm wars, and they actually, more of them are aware that we're in a war than Christians are aware that we're in a war. People have been told for so long to go back to sleep that nothing's happening, and clearly something's happening, but they have generally recognized the fact that they're in a war. There's been books by professors written. They call it paradigm wars, and they're very open about that this thing is coming down, that those of us who do not go along with the agenda are cancer cells in the global brain. There's a lot of propaganda on many fronts that we are all interrelated, interconnected. That was what they believed, that the world had to believe to accept their New Age Messiah. And so they're pushing this thing that I'm part of you, you're part of me, we're all part of each other, we're all interconnected. And since we're all interconnected, those who dissent from where we're going with this thing are cancerous cells on the global brain. And so a frightening range of New Age writers, thinkers, strategists such as Barbara Marx Hubbard, Peter Russell, to name two prominent ones, are basically calling for removing cancerous cells on the global brain. And then there's a Christian variation on that theme with a new apostolic reform movement, or they call it Manifest Son of God. And basically they're teaching the same things, and their thing is, since judgment begins at the house of the Lord, we're God's instruments to purge the evil from the house of the Lord, and the evil that we have to purge is those who refuse to believe that we're gods ourselves and those who refuse to believe that we won't die. And so that they're all variations on New Age themes that the New Agers themselves have bragged about, including the Christian variation on their themes. And what's happening are these things are coming together, as Barbara Marx Hubbard bragged when they thought they were close before. She said, now all of the groups with outwardly different purposes are merging and blending and coming together to do the one work. And so lots of folks are being put into what they call in the inner city a trick bag. And they're being convinced that something's coming down, that it's going to be something good for them. And basically it is a trick to get them to basically leave the faith, leave their Lord, leave their only hope of surviving this thing, and accepting the new economic system, a new control system as I don't agree with Alex Jones and everything, but I don't think he's far off when he calls this thing prison planet.
Well, I think it's so vitally important to listen to what Constance is saying. These people believe that they are God. Furthermore, they believe that they will never die. And, of course, what they're doing is repeating the message, the lie that was given in the Garden of Eden. Many of these people, the leaders, really believe in reincarnation. They believe what Shirley MacLaine shouted, and if you ever saw the miniseries Out on a Limb, Shirley MacLaine standing on the beach shouting, "I am God. I am God." Certainly, reading Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, sold 5 million copies of the book and 5 million copies of the DVD featured on Oprah Winfrey. And what was the secret? I am God. And certainly, you read the Lost Scroll, certainly Dan Brown's latest thriller, sold millions of copies. It takes you into the background of Masonry. What is the forbidden secret of Masonry? Why, it's the realization that I am God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. I'm not God. You're not either. But what they're doing is confusing people intentionally. And, of course, then the other thing means of neutralizing the Christians is, well, you don't have to worry. We're all going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. And, well, I hope and pray they're right, but I don't really think so. We're going to be back in a moment with Constance Cumby. Give us a call if you have a question. Go right ahead, Constance.
Well, Dr. Stan, just when we thought it was safe to go back in the water, we suddenly heard things coming from New York saying, "Occupy Wall Street."
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Thank you.
many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
There and the Marxists were there, but who funds the communist, the worldwide communist, and the worldwide socialist movement? Why are great tax exempt foundations and people of great wealth who are using their wealth to bring about this one world order? This is what it's really all about. This time, of course, it's much better organized. This time, we have all sorts of electronic gadgets to get the people out in the streets. This time, certainly, they're talking about the coming of this world leader, and of course, it'll be the Maitreya for the people who are certainly coming from India. It'll be the Messiah for the Muslim world. It'll be the Mahdi for the Muslim world, the Messiah for the Jews, the Christ for the Christian. But basically, it's this whole idea that the world leader is coming. The world is impossible. The world system is collapsing. The financial system is collapsing. We need to begin preparing for this one world government that's coming. And you can't have a one world government unless you have a one world leader. And working behind the scenes, and you're of course not going to these meetings, but this is the underlying theme that is being taught by this leaderless movement with leaders all across the world espousing this basic philosophy. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Bill calling us from the great state of Washington. Bill, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, or either for the guest or you. I was wondering about what you think as far as this being connected to the November 9th planned takeover of all communications within the United States, which is being done through FEMA and FCC, Homeland Security, where basically they're going to, the government is going to take over and do an emergency test. It would seem with everything flaring up in Oakland and all across the country that perhaps they might be trying to get ready for this type of dictatorial leadership. I don't know if I believe everything that is being said about all of these Aquarian things, but it does seem to me that maybe they could be getting ready to try to implement some kind of a martial law or something.
Well, let's get Constance's view on that. Incidentally, Bill, have you ever read Constance's wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow?
No, I have not.
It is available through our ministry, and we have four interviews with Constance. It's called four CDs called the Aquarian Conspiracy. This sounds so far out and so incredible, most people would say, this is crazy talk. How could it be something like this? Well, once you start reading their literature, you realize that every major city in America has a metaphysical bookstore, and literally every bookstore has a section that sells metaphysical books. And this movement is so massive, and yet most people have never heard of it. Constance, what do you think? Bill is asking, is there any relationship to this FEMA drill on the 9th of November where they're going to simulate?
It certainly is scheduled on November 9th. I have reservations about some of the folks that are reporting on it, such as David Icke, who lots of folks think he's anti-New World Order, but he's very much a part of the New Age movement, and unashamedly so. And in fact, he came to Detroit and spoke for the Mayflower Bookstore. It's a major outlet and very, very close to David Spangler, Lucius Trust, the whole bit. But now, it's certainly what's going on would certainly give them a dandy excuse for a takeover. My other concern is this, and I want to be very careful on things because they're looking at excuses to shut us down. And there is a game that has been sometimes played in the New Age community, too, and by people trying to subvert things. I call the game called Watch the Fundamentalists Run. And so some type of an urban legend will be planted to scare everybody to death, and then when everybody gets hysterical over it, then they laugh and say, look at those extremists. So I've tried to be very, very careful about that, but you are right. There is a test scheduled for November 9th, and with what's going on, it does have some possibly disturbing potential. Although I think that God's in charge, and it's not going to happen before He permits it to happen. But
have to interrupt you because we're going to a break. But Bill, they're trying to scare us to death. I believe that they're putting all of these things on to frighten us. And when you're frightened, you're totally ineffective. I hope you'll want to really explore what Constance is saying. It sounds so incredible. Unfortunately, it's true. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Excellent point.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
.295. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to try to frighten you to death. And they're going to come up with all sorts of dates and occurrences and anything to get you neutralized and to do something where they can come after you and say, oh, my goodness, these people are they're Christian terrorists, you know, why they're out there having target practice or learning to protect themselves. You know what that means. Anybody who's got a gun is firing that gun. Well, you know. Well, give us a call if you have a question. Understand, we're entering a very, very dangerous period. And you're going to have to, of course, rely upon the Lord. You're going to have to make your preparations, protect yourself. But the most important thing you can do, certainly, is help us reach other Christians so they can understand the powerful spiritual forces. Some of the most wealthy people in the world are involved in this movement to bring about the New World Order, which will be led by the coming world leader. Well, let's go to Dean again. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Dean. Do you have a question for our guest?
I've got a comment, if I may.
Go ahead.
I read Constance Kennedy's book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Good book. And I'd also like to say that I don't want to be raptured. I want to be here. I want to be here when things get exciting. And I want to, put the hurt on some punks who think they know what time it is. And then be part of putting the world back together again. I don't understand Christians who want to get out of here right when things are getting good. So I look at it.
Well, there is some teaching, Christian teaching, that there is going to be a rapture, a pre-tribulation rapture where there's nothing to worry about. And of course, people are very, very wise who actually have been studying this for many years, and certainly one of them was the Bible Answer Man. And certainly he commented many years ago before he passed away that he had studied the scriptures all of his life, and he could find nothing in the scriptures that actually verify the fact that there is going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. In other words, the idea that Christians were not going to have to go through any suffering. But then he added, but I pray that I'm wrong. So this is what consoles me.
Dr. Stan?
Go right ahead, Constance.
Yeah, could I comment on this? I think the important thing to remember is you trust God no matter how it happens. He's got the big picture. We've got the little picture. None of us are smart enough to guess, second guess him. I'm not, you're not, our guest on the phone, I'm sure he's very brilliant, but he's not either. None of us are smart enough to second guess our Creator. And no matter how it comes down, it was in his perfect wisdom. And he's going to do the putting together. Now, it's the fight is his, but it's going to be, and if I've read the book correctly, and I think I have, we win the war, but they're going to win some battles. So I think that there are a lot of people that are set up for extreme spiritual disillusionment because it's not going to be as smooth as they've been told, and I think they're going to be the ones that are going to do the falling away and that Jesus said would happen and betraying of one another and that you would be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, with that being said, the New Agers are getting much more open and crowing about what's happening with this Occupy Wall Street and this shift movement. This is what the New Agers are saying is that we're in this big shift. In fact, they're having another worldwide holiday this Friday, 2 days from now, on October 28th, where they think they're all going to stand across the world as one. And they think they're making vibes and things happening, and they've had many of these things over the years, except this time they're gleefully tying it into what's happening with Wall Street and the real motivation between Wall Street. And I don't think that this time that they're going to stop. I think this time they're in it for real, that they think they're in it for an end run. And it's coming down. I think there's a lot of deceived people out there. I still think that the New Age movement is 90% hypnotized and 10% hypnotizers, and it's the 90% hypnotized I'd like to reach and say, hey, you don't want to jump over that cliff.
Okay, Dean, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to say nobody here gets out alive, and Jesus certainly didn't get out unscathed without suffering, and I don't think anybody else is either. So just, you know what, you might as well just bone up and figure, you know, it's going to be a party. Let's go have some fun.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be fun, but I do think we have to be close to the Lord, and this is the only thing that's going to get us through the very difficult times that are coming down. The world we have known is gone forever. We're entering, I believe, very, very difficult, very dangerous, and perhaps you're right, exciting times. God bless you, Dean. Thanks so much for calling, and my telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the only thing that offers us any hope is the realization the Bible is valid, and, of course, the Lord, of course, honors those who, or at least helps those and blesses those who honor him. Go right ahead, Constance.
I think what's important, Dr. Stan, is that folks need to develop thick skin and prepare to be marginalized and not take it that personally and don't have your whole identity and your whole being dependent on everybody loving you and thinking that you're wonderful and hip. This stuff is coming down as much as they want to poo-poo us and say we're into conspiracy theories if we see it. When they're posting things so openly, saying that what's going on is the spiritual warriorship of Occupy Wall Street, when they're saying, by golly, what Barbara Marx Hubbard said was happening, what Barbara Clow, who wrote openly about 2012 being the year when Lucifer takes over and they have this big planetary party, and she's published by Matthew Fox, by the way, Barron Company. He was excommunicated by the Catholics in 1993. But he's one of the most important New Age publishers, and he's been resurfacing again in liberal Catholic circles, such as Call to Action. But these folks are now saying that, hey, this thing is coming down, that this is their act of sacred warriorship. And this is a very frightening belief. This is kind of what impelled the Nazis. They, too, thought they were on a sacred warriorship, and they were pressing it to the nth degree. And we're seeing this and being encouraged, and these folks being whipped up into a spiritual frenzy here, and they're told it's a spiritual thing, but they have been programmed for years. It's nothing new that Barbara Marx Hubbard said that the things that were operating through them, the forces that they were all collectively channeling, said we come to bring death, we do this for the sake of the planet. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. They will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful hour in Earth's history. But what they're saying now, Barbara Marx Hubbard and the others, is that hour is here, just about here. And I've often thought that what's going to make this thing dangerous is when these people who have been programmed to believe this, that they're God's instruments to execute judgment and vengeance on this person, that person, and the other person, when they're all whipped up into a frenzy, and the Holy Spirit is not pleading with them individually anymore, because the scriptures told us plainly that day was going to come that the Spirit of God would no longer strive with men. And that's when this thing is going to get very, very dangerous, and the mob violence is going to intensify. And we are now seeing mob violence, and it is intensifying.
I think we're just seeing the very beginning of the mob violence. I think it's going to get a lot worse
in
our major cities, and even here in a little town where I live, Santa Cruz, California, where there's the Occupy Wall Street movement, so 150 people or more coming out on the town clock. But these people are all being energized. I'm sure many of the people there are really very concerned. They're very concerned about what's happening to our economy. They're concerned about the injustice of our economic system. They're concerned about the collapsing of the economy. But they do not understand that they are being manipulated by powerful spiritual forces. Yes, there are communists among them. Yes, there are Marxists among them. Yes, there are socialists among them. But who has funded communism and socialism and Marxism since their inception? And that takes us into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. These are all manifestations of this powerful spiritual forces that have guided the course of world events. Incidentally, that wonderful quotation from Constance, from Barbara Marx Hubbard, about how certainly the people who will not evolve into a higher state of consciousness, they're going to have to be eliminated. She's talking about a quarter of the population of the world. And, of course, there's as Barbara Marx Hubbard says, you know, and she's talking about a quarter of the world's population, these people are going to have to be eliminated. That is not your job, my dear. That is ours because we are the riders of the pale horse death. We actually have, of course, sure, the copies of the pages of the original manuscript she actually circulated when she went across the country. It was later republished in a book called The Revelation of the Book of Co-Creation, but they cleared that up a little bit. It was actually published by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities, but we have the original manuscript if you want to get Constance's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, or the four tapes, four CD set of the Aquarian Conspiracy, or her talk on the Emergence. It's a wonderful talk she gave when she was here in Santa Cruz. Well, I just ask for the copies, the pages of the original manuscript of Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the richest women in the world, of her manuscript of the of Revelation and the necessity of killing a quarter of the population of the earth. That is very chilling. I'll never forget when I first read that, Constance.
Yeah, it was quite chilling. And you know, she was not very honest with me because she told me she had pulled that book because she thought it was bad guidance. And she was lying to my face. She was openly selling it, having it distributed, and then Lawrence Rockefeller came along after that, sometime after that, and published it for her. And I found, quite frankly, that many of these people are charming, inveterate liars.
And the thing is that she's a fabulously wealthy woman in her own right. And she's been a consultant for the Special Forces Unit, for the military. She even ran for the vice presidential nomination in 1984, because she was defeated. This was for the nomination for the Democratic Party. She was defeated by Geraldine Ferraro. But this is no slouch. This is a very powerful woman who's talking about the necessity of killing the Christians in the world. She calls them those who will not evolve to a higher state of consciousness.
And she's not alone. She's not the only one that's been doing it. In fact, I believe that Peter Russell, who's still extremely active with them, was calling for it too, even before that, that they had to remove the cancerous cells in the global brain, which is what she said, you have surgery. And then there's Jeremy Rifkin, who is advising European governments, who is advising our government, who is talking about this new hydrogen economy, and he has been a New Ager for years, but Christians dutifully accepted his suggestions on how to reform their theology from a fallen dominion theology to a stewardship theology, and all with an eye towards the New Age redistribution system that now is being pushed by others. And he said that this thing would have to happen suddenly, it would take Promethean measures, that there would be no time for subtle compromise or polite debate, that it would take place all at once, and he's one of those doing the pushing now for it to take place all at once. He's one of the ones doing the pushing for the global governance and the setting up of mechanisms. And there are many other developments on many fronts. They're tying together the economies, the internet. I like the internet as much as anybody. It's enabled me to really extend my reach, and the New Agers are somewhat in shock that we were able to figure out the internet. But basically, it, in terms of it being a worldwide web that kind of drew us in, there may be some validity to that, because they're talking about an internet of things and connecting everything together in this, quote, hydrogen economy. And that this whole society where everything is interconnected, that Alex Jones calls it prison planet, that the Book of Revelation calls it the system, it may be much closer than anybody suspected. On the other hand, we do have to watch out for the little game that they play of watch the fundamentalists run.
Well, I think Alex is doing a tremendous job, and we certainly congratulate him, and we're so pleased, you know, that he is talking about the satanic nature of what's going on today. Constance, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your blog site, how they can get your material, how they can listen to your radio program, because incidentally, Constance is on opposite my program from 4 to 5 every day, but it's a pleasure to actually have let's know your program is of what time you're
I'm Eastern? On from Pacific time, which is your time, is 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Tuesday and Thursday. And I am on it's Eastern Standard Time. It is 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Right. Okay.
It's 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock Pacific time.
And okay, so we actually do the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on that work, and Constant does Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we share the same time on that same microwave network. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This will give you an entirely different outlook on the Occupy Wall Street movement, which nobody else is covering. Everybody's picking it up. It's Acorn, it's the communists, it's the Marxists, it's a, but behind all of this, of course, are the people of the great wealth who are affiliated with this worldwide occult movement. Constance, how can people get to your blog spot? How can they hear your radio program?
I have a blog spot. In fact, the fastest way to get onto it, if you don't want to write down a long address, is just type in C-U-M-B-E-Y, my last name, and put that in on Google, and the first thing that will pop up is my blog, is my perspective, which is the name of my blog spot. And then to tune in on the radio, it's themicroeffect.com, and that's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to have author Lee Penn back. We had him on Tuesday night, and we started a discussion on the Vatican, the new directives that came out for the Vatican calling for a worldwide global financial order with teeth. And Lee is Catholic, but he and I are both very concerned about this taking place and that it's something that could very well be used and probably is being used and designed as a tool for the Antichrist, and that we're concerned that people don't walk into this thing innocently and thinking because there was a suggestion that it came from a religious circle that they trusted, that it's trustworthy. And so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow night. And we do have the blog spot, which has an extremely active forum. I'm also a columnist with News with Views, and from time to time I contribute articles, and there's a large archive of my articles over there that people can access.
I'm going to have to interrupt. Hold that for just a moment. News with Views, go there. Get Constance's writings. Get her book. Remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Well, Constance, the hour has flown by, but we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up this momentous issue, because this really is so, so vital. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Thank you. many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
But we bought of secondhand copies. We offer it through my ministry. We have a 4-CD set, my interviews with Constance. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy, and it's really taken after a book written by Marilyn Ferguson about 1980, describing this vast conspiracy that touches every aspect of our life today. And then finally we have a DVD the talk that Constance gave here for us some years ago. It's called The Emergence. You need to get all of this material. And if you want those pages from Barbara Marks Hubbard's book that come from the book The Revelation, the book of co-creation, ultimately financed by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities, well, you can simply ask for those pages. We'll get them for you. But behind everything going on today, behind this whole Occupy Wall Street movement, are these powerful spiritual forces. So basically, if you'd like, of course, to get in touch with us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Those of you who didn't have a chance to get to our seminar, I thought it was a great success. The speakers were great. We'll have the DVDs available hopefully within a couple of weeks, and we'll have the 4 CDs of the talks that were given available very, very shortly. You want to get the material and you want to learn about it. Because basically we're talking about Agenda 21, we're talking about the fact that they're intentionally destroying our atmosphere, that they're destroying the lives of our children by poisoning their food that they're eating, so you want to understand the background behind the ICLEI movement and Agenda 21, and certainly my talk on population control. A program laid out to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and we're not talking something theoretical. It's underway. They've already killed off several billion people. They kill certainly hundreds of thousands of people every day. And they intend to kill off most of the people in the earth because Lucifer hates humanity, which is God's highest creation. So understand, you can get to our telephone. You can get this by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read Constance's book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, heard our 4 interviews with her, The Aquarian Conspiracy, watched her DVD. That'll give you enough at least to tell for a couple of days. It's called The Emergence. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we do hope that you go to our website at radioliberty.com and look at all the various items we have there. So we'll help you to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in. That's radioliberty.com. If you're out there in the listening audience and certainly are in a position to help us, well, I would love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you'd like to advertise with us. But that's how we're able to finance our network of over 65 outlets every single week. We're all across America. People are learning the truth about what's really going on. And along working with the other people, Joyce Riley and Sean Leffler and Alex Jones and other people on the front lines of this battle, we are having an effect. People are beginning to understand what's going on. And if you want to be part of our team, which I think is a little unique because, of course, we stress, I think, more than anyone else, the spiritual aspect of this battle. Why, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, because you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness or watch the DVD. And if you don't want to buy it, you can see it on our website at radioliberty.com. The title, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's not imaginary. It's very real. It exists. It directs the course of almost everything going on in the world today. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes with a young man named Joshua Hart talking about something else that's important. The smart meters.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, I believe that they're... I'm not sure. I thought we were going to be talking to Joshua Hart and... My producer says we're going to be talking to Barry Shamus. I think we had Barry on Monday night, as I remember. And Sydney, Bob Chapman. And but Barry is willing to come on. I'm going to ask my producer if he would mind calling the house and getting Joshua Hart's telephone number. It's on the paper that's on the dining room table. And if it's not... Well, why don't we just go ahead and we'll hook up with Barry, but if we can get Joshua, we really should have him because he was scheduled for this hour. And I think my producer, my secretary must have gotten this wrong, but why don't we just put Barry on and then let me know if you can get Joshua and we'll put him on. So we'll go and see if we can get Barry to come on and we can chat with him for a few minutes while we're waiting to get Joshua. Things have been a little hectic here ever since we had our conference, and so we'll go ahead and ask our producer to put Barry on, get a few of his thoughts, and then if we can get Joshua, because I would like you to hear what Joshua has to say. And Joshua's a young man who lives in our area here, who's been very, very concerned about the smart meters. And what is the significance of the smart meters? Well, basically, the smart meters are simply part of a much larger program. That we're going to have smart meters in every home in the nation. Then we're going to have smart appliances in every home in the nation. And the smart appliances, they will be starting to market them next year. And they will have a built-in chip so that basically that chip can send a message, an electronic message to your smart meter and say, well, I'm the refrigerator and I'm on now, or I'm the hairdresser and I'm on, or I'm the washing machine or I'm on, or I'm the microwave and I'm on, or I'm the electric stove and I'm on. so that the smart meter will then be able to transfer to the smart center, where, of course, they'll be able to know everything that you do in your home. How many hours a day while your refrigerator runs, certainly how many refrigerators you have. They will know everything about you, and it's all part of this plan program of monitoring and controlling every aspect of our lives. And people say, well, that couldn't really be going on. This has to do with, well, what does it have to do with? Let me tell you what it has to do. There are going to be the smart grid. There's going to be the smart communities. After all, who would want to be part of a dumb community? Who would want to have a dumb meter in their home? Well, I always like to say that these smart meters are for dumb people. What is this really all about? It's about the world of 1984, where, of course, they monitor everything you do from the cradle to the grave. And basically, they watch very carefully what you do. And basically, of course, in the name of controlling excessive electricity, and, of course, this is eventually what they want to do, is raise the cost of electricity and certainly force you to lower your living standards. What they really want to do is alter every aspect and control every aspect of your life, just like they did with Winston in 1984. People say, well, this really could never happen in America, and I would ask, why not? I believe if God is just, he's going to bring terrible judgment against the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have a little mix-up here, and I'm afraid that my secretary may have very well gotten a mix-up as far as the guest for this next hour, but hopefully we're going to be able to get this changed. Actually, we had Barry Shamish on with us on Monday evening, and Barry Shamish, of course, was talking about this incredible prisoner exchange where the Israeli government wanted to get back a soldier who'd been kidnapped. And basically, if you go back 5 years or so when he was kidnapped, it was very obvious there were people in the Israeli military who wanted this man to be kidnapped. He was actually kidnapped. It would have been very easy at that time. I remember the discussions at that time. It would have been very easy for a couple of people to have gone and rescued him so he couldn't have been carried away. But the commanding officer of this young man's unit would not allow anything to be done to try to rescue him. And as a result, of course, he was taken into captivity and kept in captivity for 5 years. And then the Israeli government actually released 1,027 prisoners, a Muslim prisoners, in exchange for this one man. And, Chris, what was incredible, right now, what is so very, very incredible about this whole thing is that a lot of these were multiple murderers. There were about 400 of the terrorists that they released were multiple terrorists, and they'd killed multiple people. I mean, we're talking 20 or 30 Israelis, and some of them had life sentences, you know, or 20 was excessive life sentences, so they could never get out of prison, and they've all been released. Why would you release 1,027 terrorists to get back one prisoner? I mean, basically, war is a terrible thing. And people get killed in wars, but you don't release mass murderers who you know are going to go back to being mass murderers again. I mean, certainly this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. And yet, of course, what was even more amazing was Barry brought out the fact that so many of the Israeli people favor this. The majority of the Israeli people favor this prisoner exchange, where Israel released over 1,027 prisoners to get back one soldier. This just doesn't make sense. It's almost as if we live in a world that's gone mad. We'll be back in just a moment here, hopefully, as we begin looking at what's going on right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. We're having all sorts of problems, so hopefully we'll get Barry back on. If you have a question or comment you'd like to make, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And sometimes when, of course, the guests don't show up and we don't have anybody to talk to, why, we just open lines. And so that's what we're going to do this evening. If you have somebody, a question or comment, why, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd love, of course, to talk to you about something that's going on in the world today. I mean, if you're concerned at all about the Occupy Wall Street, or concerned about what's happening in Europe, about the fact that Sydney, Greece, seems to be on the edge of default, and what the implications are as far as the other various banks and the various countries over in Europe, and if there's a run on the banks in Europe, and there's certainly a collapsing structure, the financial structure, collapse of the financial structure of Europe, how will this impact upon the United States? And I think that probably you really need to understand that this is all contrived. Basically, we know that in 2008, when, of course, this whole financial fiasco was intentionally collapsed, they could have rescued Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns in 2008. Bear Stearns in March of 2008 and Lehman Brothers in September of 2008, and they didn't do that because they said we just didn't have the money, we didn't have the authorization. And then later on we learned out that they'd given some $16 trillion to banks all across the world. Many major corporations like Toyota and other major corporations. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars to stabilize them. But it was all would have been unnecessary if that intervened at that time. And they obviously had the authority to do it because they went and stabilized everybody else. But they allowed Lehman Brothers to go down. And now, of course, for a few $100 billion or maybe even $1 trillion, they can stabilize Greece, but they're specifically not doing this. You have to understand there is a timetable. They know exactly what they're doing. Is this the timetable that Constance Cumby was talking about during the last hour, where, of course, the world occult movement, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are millions of people affiliated with this, have targeted the year 2012 for the coming catastrophic events. And remember, of course, the Mayan calendar ends at that time. Nostradamus had made predictions at that time. Ancient Jewish writings had said this was the time that their Messiah was going to be coming back. There's so much that points towards 2012. There's going to be an exciting time. Well, let's go to Barry Shamus, and Barry's good enough to be with us. It's after midnight back there. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
I'm fine.
I appreciate you coming on. Our regular scheduled guest, I don't know what happened to him, and so I appreciate your being willingness to come on. Anything new from your point of view, Chris? Monday evening, we talked about the prisoner exchange and the incredible fact that the majority of the Israelis, suddenly, as you pointed out, they're all insane. They supported this prisoner exchange. How could anybody in their right mind, a rational individual, justify exchanging one soldier for over 1,027 of prisoner terrorists? And certainly these were not only terrorists, but many of them had blood on their hands. Over 400 of them were murderers or mass murderers, and they were released for one soldier. Go right ahead, Barry. What are your thoughts, and what else is new?
Well, I wrote an article, finally. Listen, it's been a month without proper email. I won't go through this story. It was very rough on me, but I got it back, and I could finally send out an article which answers the question, why did Israel make this truly insane deal? Now, unfortunately, this is kind of a surprise, and I didn't keep the computer on, but I'm going to tell you in short, and next week we can do it at length. What it comes down to is there were two Well, one was Israeli. His name was Grapel Elan. He was imprisoned in Egypt. And another Israeli, Josh Fatal, was imprisoned in Iran. Fatal and his buddy, Sean Braun was his name, were released 3 weeks ago. And Elan Grapel gets out in the next day. What you've got was not just a plain, ordinary release of Gilad Shalit. It was a mess of Israeli spies being held in Iran and Egypt that were also part of the deal. Now, to go through it step by step, look, if they weren't spies, you can't blame Egypt or Iran for thinking they were. Now, I'll just, from memory, Josh Fatal and Sean Braun, along with Sean Braun's, wait a sec, was she the fiance of Braun or Fatal? Who cares? The three of them were hiking from Iraqi Kurdistan, and they crossed over the Iranian border.
I mean, that is the most incredible story. I mean, who in their right mind would want to go into a potential war zone just to go hiking? We certainly want to go hiking. There's lots of places in the United States or Canada. Why would they be over there unless they were spies?
Well, that's... I guess I ultimately agree, but you have to prove it a bit. Look, Kurdistan is to the Iranians, just an American center for subterfuge and spying against them. So the fact that they walked in from Kurdistan into Iran, the Iranians would have automatically suspected them of spying. But there was a little secret. Well, there's a few secrets. Number one, Josh Fatal, his father is Israeli. And the Iranians shut up about that. They didn't make a deal about that. But even more fantastic, less than 3 weeks before they went on their hike, the three of them were all in Israel. Now, look, the cover story, whether real or not real, it doesn't matter. They were there to visit a friend, a pro-Palestinian activist who was wounded in a riot, supposedly. It doesn't matter. That's a cover story. At least that's how the Iranians would have viewed it. A plausible cover story, an alibi. Now, they cross into the border. And, again, Sean Braun is no schmo. The guy's a journalist. And for pretty serious journals, well, I read Mother Jones, but he was also Christian Science Monitor and a bunch of others. And well, he did a TV documentary about Darfur and the refugees there, and the, in short, he was there as supposedly as a journalist, and Josh Fatal was just there for the hike. Now let me tell you a little bit about the cover of journalists, and I've got some experience. It's a very, very common intelligence cover that you're a journalist. That's why you're hiking in northern Iran, you want to see for your journal. Look, it was 1979. I was at the Bakum Recruiting Center. I was just inducted into the Army, and inducted with me was Michael Oren, who is now the Israeli ambassador to the United States. And I think he knew me and I didn't know him, but we became really quite close in those 3 days that we were being assigned our units and whatever. Now, I saw him in the middle of my Army service and at the end. Now, at the end, we sat down and we traded Army stories. Now, I didn't have much to say. I mean, really. I spent the last year and a half eating sand. I had a grunt version of the Army. I was a private in an infantry force, and I trained in the desert. It was quite boring. But Michael, well, we'll get to Michael after the music ends.
Barry, we've got a guest. He was waiting at home for our call. So basically, we will cover this next week. We'll go ahead and give you a call. We'll get this
Well, let's just finish this. Michael was drafted into the Mossad, was given a press card from the Kansas City Star, and went from Iran to Syria as a Mossad agent. That's the punchline.
And I think that that's probably exactly what these young men were doing when they were, oh, you're hiking, is that the Iraq or Kurdistan? Hey, we're out of time.
God bless. We'll talk, so I'll speak to you next week.
God bless. Thanks very much. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is done.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
installing company, and then they broke his camera. He called the police. The police discouraged him from filing reports, saying, well, since he couldn't win, they didn't want to take... Well, did they refuse to file a report, or it was simply that they bulldozed him into not filing it, intimidated him into not filing it?
He eventually filed a report and is seeking legal redress for the attack. Disturbingly, the man who assaulted him is still working for Wellington Energy, still working for PG&E, still installing smart meters, and other people are being intimidated. And we're hearing multiple reports of people having to move out of their homes after a smart meter is installed, just getting really, really sick.
I think it's important for people to understand that some people have a different toleration for radiation than others. There's some people who can get a smart meter in their home. It doesn't bother them at all. But there are other people who actually are very, very sensitive to this, and there are actually websites where people who are hypersensitive to electromagnetic power, they have whole websites and organizations for people who are hypersensitive. Do you recall, of course, the exact title of that website?
Our website, I'm director of stopsmartmeters.org, and we have a number of health reports from people who are sensitive. And as you mentioned, this is a growing problem. People who weren't sensitive a year ago, the smart meters are actually sensitizing people. And, what we're talking about here is a fairly, novel phenomena as far as mainstream medical associations go. But there's recently a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience that showed that that this is a real effect. They did a double-blind study, and they measured physiological responses to wireless radiation of the type that we, are accustomed to these days around us, cell phones and Wi-Fi. Several volunteers actually displayed physiological responses. So this is a real phenomenon. People are suffering from this. In some cases, severely, unable to sleep around the smart meters, or getting severe headaches. And this is affecting an increasing number of the population who are taking their complaints to the California Public Utilities Commission, who have received, thousands of complaints.
Well, now, what is the position of the Public Utilities Commission? My understanding is that they had authorized this, and then, of course, when they were accosted because of that, they said, we never authorized that people had to accept the smart meters. So what is their official position, the PUC now, the Public Utilities Commission?
Well, the investor-owned utilities in California, at least many places outside of the state, we've got that San Diego Gas and Electric, Pacific Gas and Electric, and Southern California Edison, have told customers that their installations are mandatory, that they have no choice. But because thousands of people throughout the state are standing up and saying, we don't want this, we were never asked, we refuse, the staggering number of health complaints is impossible to ignore. The Public Utilities Commission was forced several months ago to basically initiate an opt-out procedure. We maintain that this is an opt-in program, that there's never any obligation, that the utility was under obligation to request permission to install these, and they never did. But currently we have an opt-out proceeding, the equivalent of a legal proceeding at the California Public Utilities Commission, where the major utilities are in there arguing for a version of the opt-out program that would charge people hundreds of dollars in order to avoid a smart meter, not even provide a relief of an analog meter, the original analog meter. They would instead give people this version of a smart meter with the transmitter turned off, but you still have all the privacy violation issues, the civil liberties violations. You still have concerns about dirty electricity, which is, we're just learning more about how transients on electrical lines can make people sick and have caused a number of cases of cancer, specifically in La Quinta Middle School in California. So basically, the utilities opened up a whole hornet's nest here, and people are really hurting.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, there's some people who are really very, very sensitive to the electromagnetic radiation. They're hypersensitive to it. But basically, it's all a fraud. Now, as far as the sheriff is concerned, doesn't he know that the majority of the people that will not vote for his reelection if he refuses to carry out the directive of the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I think that's very much the case. And
I mean, have anybody talked to him about, if he's a good sheriff, I'd like to keep him, but if he's going to go against the people, if he's going to side with the big utilities, those people who want to change the structure of our society, I would think that he would realize the implications for his future. We'll be back in a moment. Has anybody been down to talk to the sheriff, do you know?
We've had multiple requests to speak with Sheriff Wowak here in Santa Cruz County. Up until just recently, he's refused. However, a recall effort has been launched by a group of concerned citizens in Santa Cruz County who are really alarmed at the sheriff siding with PG&E and enforcing this illegal action of installing smart meters. So there's currently a recall petition effort being circulated, and the call is going out for people who want to volunteer with signature gathering, and that's going on throughout the county. If people can help, they can contact us through the website, stopsmartmeters.org. Basically, this is a grassroots effort to replace a sheriff who is very much siding with the corporations.
He's actually going against, of course, the dictates of the Board of Supervisors, isn't he?
That's right. I mean, he's our duly elected local representatives and the Board of Supervisors unanimously passed an ordinance that was legally binding, and it's the sheriff's job to enforce that ordinance, regardless of what the California Public Utilities Commission is claiming about their jurisdiction.
And isn't it? It's also his. He's required to do that simply because it is a legal ordinance. And does he have the right to ignore any ordinance he wants to, or is he answerable to the people, to their duly elected representatives?
Well, he's answerable to the people, and it's his duty as a elected sheriff in the United States to enforce the will of the people and to protect public safety. And unfortunately, the sheriff's office and sheriff's deputies have chosen to prioritize corporate profit over the safety and the health of the public. I mean, this is not something that people are making up. The World Health Organization classified the type of radiation that smart meters emit as a class 2B carcinogen back in at the end of May.
They really did. Were they talking specifically about these type of meters, or just the type of electricity that they, wave they put out?
The World Health Organization, IARC committee, who are very, very conservative, they classified radio frequency microwave radiation. So that encompasses everything coming from cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, baby monitors. That covers the whole gamut. Based on research that associates cell phone use with brain tumor, glioma brain tumors, they made this decision because the research is strengthening, and the connection between negative health outcomes and wireless technology is strengthening, and we should heed that call.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joshua is just saying that the World Health Organization had declared that this type of radiation, you see them with cell phones, you see them with other means, they certainly have some of the other gadgets you have, sometimes monitoring children, but it's all potentially can produce cancers. Now, what do I specifically know about this from a personal standpoint? Well, my best friend graduated from the University of Washington some years ago, and Washington, the university up there, had done some studies where they found the relationship, causal relationship between the use of cell phones and certainly and cancer. We know, of course, that many of the pen. Certainly, if you have a cell phone, you carry it in your pocket, leave it on while your sperm count goes down. Certainly, it's been associated with the development of arthritis and other specific problems from cell phone radiation, which is the same as the smart meter radiation. Well, anyway, the University of Washington was going to publish a paper, and they were actually contacted by the very powerful forces in this country and told if they dared to tell the truth about science, they would certainly be reprimanded, and they would cut off all federal funding to Washington State, University of Washington. Well, to their credit, they actually put this in their alumni bulletin, and my friend actually gave me a copy of that bulletin. And basically, they talked about how they'd been threatened. So basically, you don't have science. When they start threatening people who tell the truth about dangers, why we have a very, very dangerous situation. And I could give you hundreds of examples from hundreds of things. When scientists try to tell the truth, why? Because they either cut off their funds or they threaten them. And sometimes, really sometimes, much, much worse things happen to people who tell the truth about the various dangers to our lives by what is being done by various corporations and agencies of government today. But here is a very, very straightforward situation. The World Health Organization has declared this is potentially hazardous. And of course, they basically, if you notice, within the last week, where there was a couple of articles in the paper about, oh, these new articles said there's nothing to worry about from cell phones. There's nothing there. And that's what you heard on television. But if you read the article, they said, well, yeah, there may be a danger of gliomas. It may be small, but the gliomas are certainly a devastating, almost universally fatal brain cancer, and that there are studies that show that. But that's not what the headlines show. And you can always get a scientist to say anything you want to, especially, of course, well, this is part of a much larger agenda. It's called Agenda 21. We can talk about that some other time. But right now, we're simply talking about smart meters. So basically, of course, smart meter radiation is the same sort of radiation that you get from cell phones. And some people have actually had to leave their homes, haven't they, Joshua?
They have. And, you know, smart meter radiation, at least the type of wireless smart meters, and by the way, I use smart in quotation marks. It's more like the kind of smart that when you're wincing in pain than any sort of intelligence there, I think, or from the utilities. But, you know, smart meter radiation is significantly stronger than what comes out of your cell phone. And, you know, we could just pick this up. We had an analyzer. We were walking down the street. And it's not the Wi-Fi or the cordless phones or people's cell phones or even the cell tower that registers highest on this meter. It's actually these pulses, these brief but intense microwave pulses from the meters that have been deployed,
and then,
that
Chris,
really dominate the urban atmosphere.
And then, Chris, you never know whether, Chris, you're going to get you're going to be a station. In other words, all the other smart meters in your area will send the message into your smart meter, and then they will broadcast all these other messages out through your meter. What is that about? Every one in every 20 or one in every 50 will be a major a broadcasting station for the others in the community?
Yeah, what you're talking about are collector meters, which the utility uses to synthesize all the signals from up to 5,000 of your neighbors and then relay it to a cell tower. And essentially, this is a huge violation of our rights. You know, they're basically using our homes as communications facilities, which is illegal. They never ask permission. And, you know, the simple thing is, like, if people have a smart meter already, and whether or not they feel symptoms at the moment, people need to know that they have the right to have that smart meter removed from their home. And it's a relatively straightforward procedure. The older style analog meters are widely available on the internet, and people can purchase them and find a qualified electrician or someone who knows what they're doing to replace that meter. And to you know, it's particularly important if people are suffering symptoms. It's not right for people to suffer what's meant to be the sanctity of their homes. So we've been working with a number of people who've actually taken that step and removed their meter. It's not technically illegal. It's not tampering, despite what the utility will tell you. And it's important for people to take that action to put their safety first. If this government and the industry is so out of control and arrogant and reckless that they refuse to do that.
No, basically, of course, the PG&E or whatever, the electric company, though, says that they're going to have to charge you extra to send somebody out to read your meter because it could all be done electronically before. And, of course, the report would come in over the airwaves. It would go up on the Internet, and you could actually look on the Internet and see exactly how much electricity we're using at any one time. And now, of course, how much are they charging people extra if they do, of course, insist on keeping their old meters and they do replace their smart meter with an analog meter? Well, how much are they charging them? And are they going to be able to get away with that?
You know, that's yet to be seen. But for now, the important thing is that people need to realize that despite what their utility might say, they might threaten them with turning off their electricity or even, you know, ridiculously, they say that people will get arrested or will be fined. The facts are that the utility company is not the police, it's not the government, even though they think they are, that they have no legal right to arrest you for refusing something on your own property. They have no legal right to disconnect your electricity of a paying customer under the state utilities code. And the only right that they might have in the future to charge you any extra for your utility bill is subject to a decision by the Public Utilities Commission and is months or possibly years off. So no one has been charged a penny extra for keeping or replacing their analog. No one has had to face any legal consequences whatsoever because the utility has no right to pursue legal remedies against people who legally and justifiably retain or replace their analog.
Well, basically, of course, I was given a telephone number as you could call, and you could just request that this was a PG&E number that you could call and tell them you didn't want the smart meter installed in your house. And when I called that number, the woman said, "How did you get this number?" And I said, "That is a private matter. If I understand that we can call here and we can actually, of course, request that we not have the smart meter installed. I happen to be a physician. I've happened to study this issue. Have you studied this at all, ma'am? Do you know anything about Agenda 21? We had a nice conversation. I explained to her this was part of a much larger program that was going to basically aimed at deindustrializing America down the line, just taking electricity out of our homes entirely, impoverishing our people, destroying our industrial base. And at the time I got done talking to her, she sounded like she was beginning at least to be willing to consider what we were talking about. But be that as it may, there is some sort of a number. I think it's a PG&E number where you can actually call. Do you have that number?
I do. People can grab a pen and
grab a pen right now and get these numbers. And if you don't already have the surveillance meter in your home, why call this number? What is it?
Well, for PG&E customers, you know, most of whom have, most of whom have smart meters at this point, but if you don't, you should lock up your analog meter, send the utility a letter of non-consent, which is available on stopsmartmeters.org, our website, and they should call the delay line, what PG&E are calling the delay line, at 877-743-7378. Again, that number is 877-743-7378, and demand that you are going to retain your analog meter. Now, if you have a utility other than PG&E, you should just call them up and just refuse a meter. You have the right to refuse. Don't take no for an answer. If you have questions about your rights in dealing with your utility company about smart meters, or if you have questions about your health impact or any questions whatsoever, the worst thing you could do is to call your utility and ask them these questions. And that's what people do, unfortunately. They call up their utility and they say, you know, I want to opt out. Do I have the right to opt out? And the utility company will say, no, everyone has to get one. And then people go away, their tail between their legs and say, oh, I guess I have to have a smart meter and I have to get headaches and risk cancer down the line. But, the truth is that you don't have to have one and that they have no right to force something on your property, whether you rent or you own. And, we need to begin standing up, together as communities. And I think this sort of corporate government corruption that's going on at the moment is really spurring on you know, movements like the Occupy Wall Street movement. And last night we saw remarkable police brutality against the occupiers in Oakland. You know, the really distressing scene of a Iraq war vet being hit by a tear gas canister, and then when his fellow protesters came to his aid, another police a tear gas canister was fired at the Good Samaritan. So our police forces are being rapidly militarized in this country, and that should be disturbing to those both on the right and the left.
I think it really is, Joshua. Let's get your telephone number or your website out, or how could people get in touch with you or local organizations if they want more information?
Well, we're encouraging people to get involved, to help us gather signatures, to donate time or money to the cause. And if they need assistance or advice, they can get a hold of us through the website. I think the first thing that people should do if they have questions is to go to our website at stopsmartmeters.org.
Stopsmartmeters.org.
Yeah, stopsmartmeters.org.
Stopsmartmeters.org. Go
and
ahead.
And then go to the frequently asked questions link at the top of the page, and there's a number of different commonly asked questions and answers to those. And discussing your rights as a utility customer, your rights as a citizen, and we can, we'll do what we can to help you organize in your neighborhood and really fight these guys.
All right, fine. Now, basically, has anybody actually tried to go down and talk to the sheriff and explain to them how the people feel about this and explain to them the fact that there are many people who, first of all, are sensitive to electricity, but even more than that, that this is part of a much larger program to monitor everything we do and basically down the line to deindustrialize and destroy our nation?
Well, the Sheriff Wowak in Santa Cruz County actually appeared at a forum to discuss his recall and to officially launch the recall effort several weeks ago at the Freedom Forum. And, basically it turned into a debate between myself and Sheriff Wowak. And he had an opportunity to share his point of view on the whole matter. I think that, and the point I made at the Freedom Forum was that law enforcement is not a neutral force on this issue. Law enforcement is really licking its chops. Can't wait to make use of the data that the smart meter will reveal to the utilities and other third parties, including presence or absence in the home, the hours in which people are awake or asleep, the number of people in a home. It can reveal marijuana growing activities or an illegal business, but it basically provides a telescope into the activities of a home, which is, very concerning to civil liberties defenders.
How was his response to that statement?
Well, I think he didn't really address it head on. His argument is that the police have limited resources, and they don't want to be chasing around innocent installers and giving them criminal records.
Well, but basically, of course, if they're coming in and threatening people and resorting to bodily harm, and if they're breaking a camera, this, of course, would be the basis for somebody having a legitimate complaint, wouldn't it?
Well, exactly. And,
And basically, if this is something with unanimous from our Board of Supervisors, and I don't like our Board of Supervisors, but on this issue, I think they were absolutely right. I think they were manifesting the feelings of the people of this community, and certainly on some issues, the Board of Supervisors is absolutely right. So where does he get off defying the audience, the ordinance passed by the Board of Supervisors, and I would say would be supported by the majority of the people of this community? What is his response to the recall initiative?
Well, I think he thinks it's unfounded. I mean, not surprisingly, I think he's wrong. I think, the fact that he can call out dozens of sheriff's deputies when people peaceably block the installation yard at 38th and Portola several months ago, and not have the resources to protect people and respond to valid complaints by the citizens of smart meters being forced on their property and people.
Well, but does he represent certainly PG&E, or does he represent the people?
Well, it appears to this point that he represents PG&E, and that's why he's being recalled.
He really doesn't understand. I mean, I don't really know anything about him. I used to know the sheriff here quite well, but I don't know anything about him. Has he done a pretty good job on other things?
Well, you know, the point made by the recall effort was that it's a pattern of, you know, him seeming to ignore safety and health in favor of expediency. And, you know, a woman was lost in Felton in the woods, and you know, they called off the search, and she was found a couple of days later. And, you know, there was questions about his judgment regarding the escape of a prisoner and an assault on a female deputy at Dominican. So,
well,
you know, there's questions about his judgment.
Nobody can be right 100% of the time. So I think we are all fallible, but my concern is if this is something that people feel very strongly about, maybe he doesn't even think it's necessarily correct, but does he have the right independently to override the Board of Supervisors and the feelings of so many of the people in this community?
Well, I think, you know, during our debate, he was expressing you know, the opinion that the California Public Utilities Commission has jurisdiction over local government.
But that's a judicial decision. But basically you said that they had not authorized this. They had not said this should be mandatory.
Well, exactly. And this question of jurisdiction between local governments and the state has yet to be decided by a judge.
Well, did you bring up to the fact that the PUC had not authorized this? No, it's not made it mandatory.
Well, the PUC authorized it, but they didn't make it mandatory.
All right. Well, they authorized but didn't make it mandatory. Then wouldn't that certainly go against his position?
It would. He's violating people of Santa Cruz's constitutional rights by failing to enforce the law and cracking down on protesters.
I wonder if it would be worthwhile just going down and having a nice personal conversation with him. But he, like probably a lot of people, really doesn't understand. And I don't blame him. Everybody can't understand everything. Not unless, of course, they listen to our programs here at Radio Liberty. And we're going to be back in just a moment with Joshua. Well, Joshua, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, you know, I just want to encourage people to take action against this. It's pretty horrific.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
Radiation is simply one of the means that are being used to destroy the health of the American people. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. There really are people out there who are intent upon destroying the health of our people, the health of our children, and generations yet unborn. Joshua, thank you very much. We'll get you on again real soon. Thanks for everything you're doing and for your courage, being willing to stand up. And we need, of course, the people who are skeptical. We need to try to convince them that we have information, that there is another agenda. This is simply part of Agenda 21, the master agenda for the 21st century, not imaginary, but very real. God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Have a good night.
Good night. Okay, well, that was Joshua Hart, and we do hope you enjoyed the program.